Welcome to the Body Bag Podcast. I'm your host, Brooke Ryder Dave, and with me as always is Chris Thomas.
Dave, we have to send you back to the future.
Unfortunately, no, that is not the movie we're reviewing. But it did have Christopher Lloyd in it.
It did have Christopher Lloyd in it, and it looked like I before we even mention what this movie is, I will say that it felt like he was in a completely different movie.
Yeah.
Why don't we talk a little bit about Spirit Halloween? Is it as good as Spirit Halloween, the actual store? Well, let's see. We'll see. I always thought that when Spirit Halloween, not the movie but the store, started cropping up, I thought it was like purely like a, I'm in Virginia. I thought it was like a purely Virginia kind of thing.
No, they are all over the place.
Yeah, I would think so since they made a movie about it.
Yeah.
But I just thought because Spirit Halloween just seemed like, you know, I mean, the store, well, at least the ones over here, just kind of felt like a generic Halloween store.
They're kind of like
The
dollar tree
Walmart.
Halloween stores.
I was gonna say the Target of
They kind of just pop up and then they're there.
but the one
Yeah.
in this movie was the biggest one I've ever seen. We don't get like big giant Walmart sized Spirit Halloweens over here.
We don't either. And usually for like from like May to like August, they're like a crazy express store, which is just a giant fireworks store. And then they turn into a Spirit Halloween.
Yeah, usually it's like some rundown store that over here that just went out of business, and they said, well, we'll just put a Spirit Halloween there.
It's open for a couple months, and then once
Goes
Halloween's
away.
over, it's gone.
This movie came out, what, 2 years ago?
It was released September 30th, 2022.
I remember hearing about it and thinking it was a joke.
Yeah, I watched it last year during my 31 for 31 because I saw it. I was like, I have to watch this. And it was like the first I've heard of it. Because, like I said, I like the rumors. I was like, oh, that's not actually going to be something. And then I saw it was, so.
I hadn't even seen a trailer for it. I mean, it was something that I heard was being made, and then it's much like Spirit Halloween, it just kind of came and went.
Yeah.
I don't think that it reached the cult following status like Hocus Pocus, but
No, it made 81 grand at the box office.
yeah, I saw that. I was like, oof.
Yeah.
And you know, it probably came out around Halloween time, so for a Halloween movie to only make like 80 something thousand dollars during Halloween season.
It was released at the end of September of 2022, so.
Yeah, that might be an indicator as to how this review is going to go a little bit.
Yeah, I felt like I would think this would have done a lot better, but also watching this movie. It felt like a Nickelodeon movie.
You know what? That's funny that you say that because some of the comments that I saw from it said, this feels like a Disney original.
Yeah,
Like
almost like.
from like 90s, from the 90s.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the best way I could have possibly described it.
Like, if I watched this as a kid, I'd probably think this is a really good movie.
I think so too. But that's a little spoilery for maybe how we're feeling about it. So are we gonna go full on spoilery with this talk, or do you want to do a breakdown or a play by play? How do you want to tackle this?
We could just give a summary about it and things that happen.
All right, well, I got my notes right here, so I can go ahead and like kind of ease into that if you'd like.
Right.
And if you couldn't guess early by my horrible Emmett Brown imitation, this has old Christopher Lloyd in it.
Also has Rachel Lee Cook in it. If you're 90s, baby, she was in She's All That.
That's what, you know, I am a 90s baby, but that was what I didn't actually see.
I had two older sisters growing up, so.
That was that Lindsay Lohan movie, right?
No,
Oh no, I'm thinking She's the Man.
yeah.
She's all of that.
Yeah,
No, I don't think I've saw
it
that.
started like Freddie Prinze Jr. and had Matthew Lillard in it.
Oh, so that's really 90s. But Christopher Lloyd dusting off his old horror chops again because he's our main villain.
Yeah.
Old Emmett Brown. And when I first saw
It's mostly just his voice.
it, yes,
Even the
that
first scene, and then after that, it's just his voice.
yes, it was the easiest paycheck he ever.
Yeah.
That he ever picked up. They said all you need to do is just show up for like an hour and then you can even record over the phone if you want. So, all right. First things first here. First off, it doesn't take place in modern day right off the bat. We start off at some time in the past. What year? It's just
1940.
sometime. Yeah, okay. Did they actually have a date for it?
I'm going off of Wikipedia, which says in the 1940s.
Oh, because it didn't say so in the in the movie. It just said some time ago.
Yeah, but with like what happens at the end, it kind of makes sense that this it would have been in the 40s.
Yeah, but so you just see Christopher Lloyd getting driven by his driver out into the middle of this field.
Yeah,
where there's this house. He comes out, and I'll say this: I love Christopher Lloyd. Like, as goofy as he is, though, he hasn't really been intimidating as a villain since Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably not true. There's probably some other stuff. Oh, no. How could I forget his Oscar-winning performance in Dennis the Menace? he even has that evil villain walk. It just, he goes up to, there's this daughter that's in the field, and her mother's in the back. I think she's doing laundry, hanging laundry out.
Yeah.
And old Emmett Brown goes up and... First off, I don't know what this mother's deal is. She lets him get right up in her daughter's face. Her daughter's like 6 years old, seven maybe. Gets all up in her face, like uncomfortably so. Not to the mother, to the kid.
Yeah.
And just scares her. He's serving up an eviction notice. It's their last and final notice, and they have to vacate the premises because they're going to be bringing in bulldozers for some unknown, at this point, unknown thing. It's just, you know, old evil real estate developer.
Yeah. And this first scene, with how overly acted it is.
Yeah.
You instantly know this is a kid's movie.
He's getting into a little kid's face and saying, "You're gonna get out of here. Remember, I hate children."
Like kids movies, it's supposed to be from the kid's point of view, so of course.
Yeah. No, when I saw his performance, I thought, okay, I kind of get where this is going to go. I can get into, if this whole movie is going to be kind of like over the top and silly, then, you know, whatever. It's fine. Not everything needs to be super scary and gory. But Mama doesn't like that. Mama doesn't like that, and
Mama's
casts a spell.
Yeah,
she's a witch, does voodoo or something, casts a spell on him. Man dies. Christopher Lloyd's dead, which I thought was hilarious because his driver was still there.
Yeah.
His driver was still in the car. You know, he was just looking at like, what the fuck? Just because she started doing incantations and it like started lightning and then nothing happened. Then he died. And you see his soul leave his body.
Yeah.
And car's still there. Dude doesn't even try to run. He's just like, must have took a nap or something. I don't know.
He was probably like, man, I didn't like him either. I'm just going to drive away and not say anything.
It didn't show him driving away. He was just sitting there. Maybe the car died along with Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
All right. So now we are into present day. That's just that, you know, that's just a little pretext for what is to come.
Yeah.
So now we are in modern day and we are introduced to our group of kids, our main kids who we're going to be following.
Jake, Bo, and Carson.
Now, knowing that this is kids, I have to adjust my way of thinking because we all know that people who listen to our stuff know that they can make or break a movie for me.
Yeah, see, when it comes to like a kid's movie,
that's what it was in
I'll
my mind.
I'll adjust it of what I expect out of the kids' actors compared to like a kid in a serious horror movie.
Because I will say, much like what you said, putting myself in the mentality of how I was around like Disney originals back in the day, I would have liked this movie.
Yeah.
It would have been one of those fun, I mean, I watched movies like Under Wraps. It was a goofy thing about a mummy coming back to life, and he's going around, and oh, what wacky adventures he gets into.
Yeah, what was the one like about the name for being a vampire or something on Disney original movie?
Oh, was it about a little kid?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
All those movies like Don't Look Under the Bed.
Yeah, that one was really good. I mean, my two favorite were Johnny Tsunami and Luck of the Irish. Those aren't even horror movies.
Oh, man, yeah, Luck of the Irish.
Those are just good kids movies.
Just good kids movies. And Luck at the Irish having a younger Lassiter from the show Psych.
Yeah.
In it. This whole episode is just going to be us talking about Disney original movies.
Yeah.
Which I could be fine with
this
that.
This movie feels like. This movie, I think, is a good, like, gateway horror movie.
It's a good gateway horror movie, and it would be a good thing to just kind of show kids nowadays. Be like, you see this movie right here? That's kind of what movies were back in the 90s. So this is the kind of stuff that we grew up with. Now,
yeah, and you could probably show this to like a kid that's like 8 or 9.
And they'll
be
entertained.
A little scary for them, but it's not going to scare the hell out of them, yeah.
So now I will also be judging this as a reviewer, but I am also going to be generous because it is for kids. Yeah. Now we have Jake, Bo, Carson, but Jake is essentially the main character.
Yeah.
They're all about to go into high school. Or at least Jake. I mean, at least Jake and
yeah, I think they're
Carson
all
are
great, getting ready to go to high school.
Because Bo looked a lot younger.
Well, you also got to think in like middle school, there was like kids who hit puberty late.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because my freshman year of high school, I was 5 foot.
Look, man, I'm an old man of 30 or something years old. I don't remember how I was when I was 14, 13.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just going to say right off the bat here before we go any further, and being generous, I didn't like Jake.
No.
And Jake is our main character and the one who we are supposed to sympathize the most with here. A little backstory on him. Him and his friends always have a tradition. They go trick-or-treating every year. His father had passed away within, like, fairly recently.
Past couple years, and his mom just remarried. So he now has this new stepdad, new stepsister. His whole life is, like, this is the basis of the movie. His whole life is changing.
Yes.
But he just wanted this one day to stay the same.
And you can sympathize. That's a plight that you can sympathize with. You know, it's, you know, his dad died. You know, he's got this new quote-unquote father figure in his life. That was his daughter, right? His stepdad's daughter?
Yeah, so it's his stepsister, so.
Stepsister and his, you know, they're going into high school. His friends don't really want to keep up the trick-or-treating tradition anymore. You know, it's a thing that you have seen as a premise, like Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, I know I'm supposed to sympathize with Jake's character, but damn, this dude is an asshole to his friends and family.
Yeah, he is.
If you compared him to Max from Hocus Pocus, at least that dude made an effort.
Yeah.
To try to, like, he was like, I don't want to take Danny out trick-or-treating, but he did. Yeah. Or he doesn't want to live there, but he's trying.
Yeah.
Jake, however, this dude has too, like, his friends want to go to a party this year for Halloween.
They want to sneak into a high school party. I was like, dumb idea.
That's an understandable idea. They want to go to a high school party and, you know, like, let's get ingratiated into the high schools, get to know some of these high schoolers. And plus, come on, man, we can't be no high schoolers going trick-or-treating still. And Jake just pouts. Yeah. He just pouts and then when he pouts, he claims that they are being unreasonable.
I have a question for you, though.
Hmm.
How old were you the last time you went trick-or-treating?
When I went trick-or-treating, I quit probably the year before my last year in middle school.
Dude, I went trick-or-treating until I was a sophomore.
I was no longer trick-or-treating when I was a freshman. I probably stopped. Yeah, I had to stop when I was like 13, maybe 12.
See, my sophomore year, I was going to a party at my friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
His house was like a mile and a half, 2 miles from my house. So I just trick-or-treated all the way to the party.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
But I think by that time, when I was getting to be like 13, 14, I had a... no, that would have been... At that point, I would have had a niece that was like four or five. So then it was more us going along so she can go trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
I mean, I would dress up, but I wouldn't be ding-dong, hey, can I have some candy? But I would like walk around and, you know, enjoy, you know, being out for Halloween. And then, you know, eventually later on, when you get to be like teenager, you enjoy doing the whole giving out candy stuff.
Yeah.
So they eventually come to a compromise. They're like, all right. Oh, no. Before all this happens, they're out and about and they come across this gigantic Spirit Halloween in the middle of, I was going to say nowhere, but it's like a city.
Yeah. Thing is the size of Walmart.
And I don't know how they can afford to stay open because nobody goes to this thing.
It was empty for them.
It was empty when they showed up in the middle of the day. It was empty when they went there later on at night. Yeah, I'm like, how do you have one this huge and nobody's here? This must be the easiest paycheck that the dude who has to like do the day shift ever gets.
Yeah.
That dude probably just sits back and just periodically gets up to use the bathroom.
But basically, who was not Jake, the other one, Carson, he's like, well, if you don't want to go to the party, you need to find a better idea because we're not going to go trick-or-treating.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Like he's like, all right, look, I ain't doing trick-or-treating, but you got to give us something, man. Yeah. Like, we have to do something, but it can't be trick-or-treating. We have to, you know, we got to, you know, which as somebody who is very nostalgic, I can understand Jake's point of view of like, yes, but it's a tradition. We do this.
Carson, he's like, we're getting older where it's like, we're too old to be doing this. And then Bo's just caught in the middle of them.
Bo's just kind of like a yes man.
Yeah.
He's like the yes man of the group.
He's a small one. He's just like, I'm just going to go with the flow here. So whatever gets said to do, I'm going to do. Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to go with the flow, but more than likely at the end of the day, he'll probably end up going with whatever Carson says.
Yeah.
If Jake wasn't acting like how Jake was, I would sympathize more with him.
Yeah.
Because at this point, Carson's trying to negotiate me. Like, all right, let's do this. All right, so eventually, and we also get introduced to, I believe it's Carson's sister.
Yeah, Carson's older sister.
Carson's older sister.
Who I think is a sophomore?
Something like that. Jake, yeah. And Jake has the hots for her.
Yeah.
Which, I kind of got the vibe that she probably babysitted them at some point.
Probably, yeah.
She probably babysat them at some point. I mean, she's only older by them by like maybe 2-3 years, but still old enough to be like, hey, you're in charge when we're gone kind of thing. So Jake gets up the idea, I believe, to we're going to sneak into the Spirit Halloween store and stay there overnight. Okay, cool. You know, it's a ballsy thing to do. Okay. Well, I don't know what you're going to do in there. I mean, like, but I mean, which I always thought was funny because like, all right, you're going to go in there. It's modern day. There's security cameras, I'm sure. But they all agree. That's exactly what they do. They even when they go in and the store is closing, there's still nobody there.
Yeah.
They hide out in some like coffins or something like that. And then you get a little montage of stuff that they do. One of which was that they busted out an iPad and was watching a movie. I was like, yeah, let's bust into a store so we can watch movies on our iPad.
Yeah. Watch horror movies in the Spirit Halloween overnight.
I was like, dude, we could have just done this at the house.
Yeah.
Like, and they play with the props and all that shit. And meanwhile, I'm sitting there watching like, man, they're going to get in so much fucking trouble because I'm guarantee you all this is on like security cameras. And
then the little side quest is you got the older sister, Kate. She's supposed to be watching her brother, but he told her he was going to Jake's house. So she goes to Jake's house and Jake's mom's like, no, they're all at Bo's. Goes to Bo's, not there.
This sister is solid too.
Yeah.
She didn't get any of them in trouble. She kind of like picked up what happened and then just kind of went with the flow. They were like, Oh, Carson isn't here. Like, they all went to, and she's like, oh, sorry. I blanked. Yeah. I forgot. They went over to Bo's house. Yeah. Sorry. Like, sorry. I forgot. I was like, good save. Good save, yeah. Sister. I can see why Jake likes you.
Yeah. And then they're not there. So she sees on Instagram that they're going to have the Spirit Halloween.
Was it Instagram or was it, just his text messages?
They posted a picture on Instagram. So.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Let's post on Instagram exactly what we're going to be doing that's breaking the law.
Yeah.
So she's like, shit, I got to go get them.
Yeah.
So she's off going to the Spirit Halloween. Meanwhile, at the Spirit Halloween, things get a little weird.
Things start moving on their own.
Things start moving on their own, and things start sounding like Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, something comes to life, one of the random animatronics or one of the random stuffed things, and starts just randomly attacking them. Now, would it be scary? Yeah, probably if you were like 13 watching it, but the thing in the back of my mind is like, man, you guys must have forgot this stuff is made of plastic.
Yeah, like, take it.
like at one point, Christopher Lloyd literally and takes over a teddy bear.
Yeah, and he can't walk. I'm like,
it's goofy, I know, but at the back of my mind, I'm still like, guys, this thing is a stuffed animal. You can set it on fire, kick it. Or yeah. Like, it has no... has no dexterity. It's like literally is like maybe like 5 pounds.
Oh man, yeah.
And I gotta tell you, as much as I love Christopher Lloyd, they didn't give him any kind of like lines to say. It's like generic, like I'll get you and I hate kids and oh I'm gonna get you kind of thing. It's
I just need one of your bodies.
I just need one of your bodies and then I can blah, 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 blah. It's as he's chasing them. He's chasing them all through the Spirit Halloween.
And during this, the sister breaks into the Spirit Halloween through an air vent that was on the ground but led to the roof. And that didn't make sense, but she just pops in through the roof.
Look, man, how much did you say that this thing didn't have a huge budget? I tried to look up the budget, and it didn't
even... I
have
no idea what the budget was.
But it didn't list it. So it just it is what it is. So now I will say this, that she was definitely... I think she should have been the main character. She was definitely the most interesting of the four. So now they're running around, and they eventually get locked up into... They barricade themselves into, like, one of the offices.
Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd is like, this thing, this teddy bear doesn't have fingers. I can't unlock the door. Uh-huh. I got to go find something. He's just him going around trying different things and failing. Yeah. At this point, you're just like, all right, this is for children. Yeah, it's goofy.
You gotta keep reminding yourself this is for kids, all right?
Yes, this is for kids.
Not meant for me, but yeah.
It's just because we review so many, like, just straight-up R-rated horror movies. Yeah. And maybe it's just been so long. Maybe I just haven't gotten into... Yeah, I haven't even watched Hocus Pocus yet, so I haven't even gotten into that goofy state of mind yet.
Yeah.
For Halloween. But this was a good warm-up for it.
Yeah.
They eventually find a secret passageway. Things just kind of happen conveniently in this movie.
Yeah, it leads to an underground coal mine?
Catacombs of some sort?
Yeah. Where it's like this big empty cavern with a tiny house.
With a hobbit house.
Down,
and I'm like, okay. So you get the gist already. Like, you don't even need to be told this, but you kind of get the idea that this is... Because you think...
They go in the house, they find a way to break the curse to get rid of this spirit.
Well, I was going to say, because... Well, you might think, okay, Christopher Lloyd died in the beginning. Why is he haunting around this haunted Spirit Halloween store? You get the gist, okay, this must have been the land that he died on.
Yeah.
Part of me was like, okay, but did they build this thing and then... So one of two things had to have happened.
Yeah.
Either they built this big, you know, establishment and then somebody built a hobbit house under it. Or they built a hobbit house, and then instead of bulldozing it, they built the establishment around it.
Yeah, and over the top of it.
Over the top of it.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. But
you know, again, hey, kids movie.
Yeah.
Luck of the Irish had a leprechaun playing basketball. All right, so so whatever. And by happenstance, they happened to find a skull on the ground. My niece and I, the one I was telling you about, she's younger than me, but I mean, she's 20 now. But
yeah.
We were watching it, and she's like, me and her both looked at each other like, that skull is plastic.
Yeah.
you can see the seams on it where, like, it would be sealed together.
They obviously got it from Spirit Halloween.
Yes, they obviously got this skull from Spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Sure. All right, so, yeah, they find out how, there's a convenient book inside the Hobbit house. I'm just going to say this one whole sentence, just so you know where we are. We find a spirit guide book in a hobbit house in a catacombs under a Spirit Halloween.
No, well, he had, like, the encyclopedia and all the ghost things.
Oh, yeah, he brought it with him, but... Well,
they just found the curse thing and, like, a little how-to on how to break it.
Yeah.
Everything he's... Three things he possessed and a sacrifice of sorts.
Yes, you have to burn and have a sacrifice of some sort. I don't think it explains why doing that would, I guess, banish his soul or something.
Yeah.
So now we know what to do. And by this time, Christopher Lloyd has found a weird body to... I'm trying to think of how to explain what this thing is. It's a... weird limbed ambidextrous monster thing that kind of like crawls like the Exorcist, like when she was running down the stairs backwards.
Yeah.
Finds his way down there. They manage to escape, but only by a little bit. Old Bo manages to get a can of some flammable liquid and sprays in fire and burns him up a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, him getting burned and everything like that, and Christopher Lloyd, like, it doesn't hurt him. He just changes bodies willy-nilly.
Yeah.
I don't think there's also any real rules to what he can possess?
No. If he's going to possess a person, they need to be knocked out or sleeping.
No, I was going to say, why didn't he just possess... If he can obviously possess inanimate objects, why wouldn't he possess, like, something of the store, maybe? Or, you know what I mean? Or maybe he can only possess things of certain heights or something, because why couldn't you just possess the store itself? You know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, to possess a person, they need to be knocked out or sleeping. So that's his whole entire goal, is to knock someone out and take their body.
And I guess just live, I guess.
Yeah, just if he has their body at midnight, he gets to keep it. So
makes me wonder, like, what he does when there's not a Spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, when it's just an abandoned store, is he just chilling out? Or if it's like if it turns into like a mini, like, dollar store on the off seasons, does it just...
I have no idea, but...
So, all right, so now they're getting chased back up to the Spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
Now we got to have a third act argument.
Yeah.
Third act breakup where everybody is like bickering. Jake has his sacrifice. He carries around a picture with him and his dad.
Yeah.
And So is it that they each have to have a sacrificial item, something of importance?
No, it just needs to be one.
It just need to be one.
But Jake's the only one who has something that would be sacrificial.
So, but what was so? What was the reason why at one point? What's the sister's name?
Kate.
Kate. She gives a locket.
Yeah, so they have this argument. Carson takes off, and then she's like, you know what? Never mind the picture. This is a locket from my mom. We could go ahead and burn this.
Fucking Jake's selfish ass.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna burn my picture, this picture, but I'll let you destroy your locket,
Yeah.
which he immediately loses.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of shown that Christopher Lloyd possesses a little skeleton thing and uses a hand to pull it out of his pocket, but
But it just
I would know
happened
putting it in
so
my pocket.
quickly.
You should have just kept it in your hand. Yeah.
It just happened so quickly that I turned away for a second to type in my notes that it was like she gives the locket. I went to go type something, and then I looked back up, and she's like, "Sorry, I lost your locket." I was like, "Dude, it was only like 10 seconds."
Yeah. They literally walk like 30 feet and he lost locket.
Which, why did she give it to him? Why didn't she just hold on to it herself?
I don't know.
Like
I guess because he's like the horror person of the group. Yeah, whatever.
So even though that happened, he still doesn't want to do his picture.
Yeah.
And this is why I'm sitting there going, "Oh my God, I hate this kid."
Yeah.
Like she was willing to do that. I'm sorry, I'm saying he lost it because it was his responsibility.
Yeah, he definitely, yeah.
He lost it, and now he can make it right by doing his picture, still refuses to do it.
Yeah, and then Kate gets knocked out, and Christopher Lloyd takes her body.
And meanwhile, Carson was like, "Fuck this."
Yeah.
He's like, "You know what? I'm gonna just find my own way out of this. Fuck this."
Well, he said that, and then she gave him the locket. He lost it, and then Carson came back to the group. It's like, wow, you got my sister possessed. This all happens like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it happens very quickly.
Yeah, so they make up and decide we gotta get a plan to get him out of your sister and then burn everything. Yeah, which they do.
We're in the latter in the last like 20 minutes now. And so I guess when he possesses a body, he gets more powerful.
Yeah, because once he possessed the body, he was able to make everything in the store come to life. So not only do they have to get him out of his Carson's sister's body, they gotta fight off everything in the store.
And it was at this point that I kind of was thinking, you know, because now a bunch of stuff is coming to life and like chasing after him. I was like, you know, this whole I really think they missed a lost I had a lost opportunity with the idea of having a haunted spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
There aren't really a lot of monsters. It's Christopher Lloyd is really. It's just
Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd just possessing different animatronics and voicing it over in a studio like after everything's been shot.
Yeah.
Because when I think spirit Halloween, a haunted spirit Halloween, not knowing what the budget was and only knowing that it existed. I was thinking, you know, you could do some fun stuff for this haunted spirit Halloween, as goofy as the premise is, but I don't really think that they lived up to the full potential of what it could have been.
No.
They eventually, you know, they get chased certain ways. The actress is looks like she probably had a fun time acting
Yeah.
possessed. I'd say that she was. That's why I say she was definitely the best or the most interesting of the characters, and. At this point, Jake decides that he's going to be the knight in shining armor.
Yeah.
He's like up, like she's like up in the rafters at some point, and then like through some happenstance, she like slips, falls, and then she's like hanging upside down.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Hey, get away from my girlfriend!"
Yeah.
Which I'm like,
Ugh, that's crazy.
"Ugh."
Yeah.
I was like, "All right, dude, that's a little presumptuous.
Yeah.
We've only seen you guys." First off, you guys haven't even been alone in the same room at all.
Yeah.
And I don't think, well, no, except for the very beginning when he's like at his house and she was like kind of passing through, or he was at Carson's or something. Like they it was just passing through. I was like, "Man, this get away from my girlfriend, it was not earned at all." How did they unknock her out? Or no, they had to end up burning the sacrifice stuff.
Yeah, they burned everything and then just so the spirit's gone.
Spirit's gone, everything else. Oh, other side quest. Mom's looking for him. Jake's mom's like worried. She's like she realizes something's up
Yeah.
when the sister came by and was like looking for Jake and all them, and she was like, "That's a little weird." And she's been trying to call them, and the Spirit Halloween is in the middle of a dead zone, so she
Yeah.
can't really find, like, unless you can't call anybody, really.
Yeah, and so when they burnt everything, this big light thing flows out of the Spirit Halloween, which leads her there, and...
It's really funny because, like, it's very, very calm on the outside of the Spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
But inside, it looks like they have had all these strobe lights going on, making it look like a storm's going on in there.
Yeah.
And, all right, so that's... Mom gets in, and the this part just made me roll my eyes. They escape the Spirit Halloween. The curse is lifted.
Yeah, curse lifted. They're done.
Mom's like, what the hell is happening here? You guys lied to me. Y'all said this, blah, 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 blah. Jake's like, Mom, we're okay. Hey, Mom, look. At this point, it's like 2 in the morning. 2, yeah. 3 in the morning. She's like, we all got to get out of here. Everybody in the car. And Jake's like, Mom, can I just walk home with my friends? In my mind, I'm like, fuck no, you can't walk home with your friends. What, are you kidding me?
But the fact that she's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And then his friends are like, no, we're going to ride with your mom.
So yes, son, who I've spent the last couple hours trying to track down, yeah, I'll leave you alone to walk home at night at 3 in the morning.
They must live in the safest town in America.
Obviously not. They have Spirit Halloween and evil witches.
Yeah, but...
So that was... And so, oh, one thing I will at least give credit for is that when she gets unpossessed, the sister... He goes in for a kiss, Jake does, and she, like, puts his hand, she's like, whoa, no.
It's not going to happen.
She's like, never in a million years is that going to happen. When I heard that, I was like, thank you. I was like, if you'd have done that.
Friend, that's it.
I like, if they'd have gone through with that, I would have been like, okay, that's I don't weird, care yeah. if this is a kid's movie, but that's weird, yeah. dumb. And then they have a moment on the outside where he's like they're sitting outside and she gives him a little peck on the cheek. Okay, I'll, whatever. That just baffled me. Like, I was speechless when the mom was like, get in the car, we're leaving. And he's like, Mom, can I just walk home with my friends? And she's like, no, she says no. And then she's like, you know what, okay. And then he doesn't even walk home with his friends because they all ride with her.
Yeah, and then it ends with Beau's grandma going down to the little house.
Oh, yeah. Beau's grandma, by the way. Let's mention her for a second.
Yeah.
She gets introduced early on into the movie. She, like, sits out. She's out on the porch of Beau's house. Elderly woman. She's just, you know, sitting out there, you know, just kind of sitting on the porch most of the time. And she got that classic creepy old woman just like it's All Hallows' Eve. You need to stay inside tonight. It's like, okay, Grandma.
Yeah. But at the end, she goes in the little house, which makes me assume she was the little girl from the first scene.
Yeah, because, well, at first I thought it was the mom, because the mom was, like, you know, in her 40s when we first saw her in the beginning, and she was carrying around the same walking stick.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, and there were cars driving around, you know, because... At the beginning, you don't really know what year it is just because, there's cars driving around. There's nothing to indicate that it was, like, very, very old. So I thought it might have been, like, okay, maybe this is, like, the 70s or something.
But if it was the 40s, I definitely think she was a little girl. Yeah.
Oh, she was a little girl because when it shows, she's singing the same tune that the little girl would sing at the very beginning. And she says some kind of spell and then disappears. Now, I did see a little bit on Wikipedia where it says that she... brought his spirit back to life. I think that's what it said. So basically just completely undoing. I don't know what the point of her is. I thought they didn't like Christopher Lloyd. Why are they letting his spirit roam around causing havoc? And
she, like, torturing his spirit by not letting it pass on.
And then they banished his spirit and then she brings it back. So I was like, okay, I don't get what you're doing. It's like, I don't get what your motivation is.
Yeah.
And with Jake, it's like a year later, and he doesn't do trick-or-treating anymore, but he dresses up and he takes his stepsister, who's like 5.
Yeah.
And now he kind of accepts his stepdad, and it's like, oh, happily ever after, whatever, you know, it's fine. And yeah, and then it ends with her, the old Mama G, Beau's grandma, disappearing.
Yeah.
And that is, it felt like a very... things happening very quickly, but things happened very quick. It was like an 80-minute movie or less.
It was an hour and 27 minutes.
Yeah, so about, you know, credits, about 80 minutes. So that's Spirit Halloween. All right, now, I had an argument, but my niece was like, Carson's the asshole. I was like, no, Carson's right. I was like,
I mean, they're both kind of the asshole, so.
I was like, Carson, at the very beginning, doesn't want to trick-or-treat, but he's willing to negotiate.
Yeah.
And when it comes time to do the sacrifice stuff, Jake's the one who either pouts when he doesn't get his way, or he, and then he flat out refuses to burn his sacrificial item, even after he just lost the sisters. So I think on the scale, I think Jake is a little more asshole-y. Yeah. But yeah, that's Spirit Halloween, and much like we have been saying, if you go into it thinking about Disney originals and knowing this is for kids, that's the best way to go into it mentally.
Because it definitely seems like a release for TV movie.
But I do not think that it has the same staying power as other, like I said, Hocus Pocus, which is also goofy,
yeah,
and kind of has similar
vibe. Yeah,
similar vibes. It has witches. It has possession. It has, you know, a guy who doesn't even want to be in this town. You know, it's who's having a hard time.
A different movie to watch with your kids this Halloween.
Yeah, I mean, it's not gonna.
Yeah,
it'll be fine. But let's break it down as fair, honest reviewers.
Okay, so we gotta start with the technicals.
All right, so
it's a movie that got a theatrical release, but it looked like it was shot for like a TV movie.
Yeah. So should we grade this as if...
I'm going to go 4.6.
Should we grade this as if we saw this at the theater? If something got a theatrical release, I do think that that is part of the... That should be part of, like, our breakdown. Like, if it was in theaters, we need to go into it thinking... Or do
we... I already do that. Like, I know movies was, like, released straight to DVD or straight to TV.
Okay.
I always... I would take that into account, yeah.
All right, so this one had a theatrical release. I gave it a 4.7.
Okay. So
okay, it doesn't need to be nothing. Not every movie needs to have like an MCU budget.
Yeah.
But it would have probably gotten more points if it was straight to DVD or straight to streaming.
Yeah. So, story. It's kind of nonsensical.
It's nonsensical, but the idea of a movie. The idea of a Spirit Halloween movie sounds goofy enough for a Halloween movie.
Yeah.
But
I just think the direction they went was pretty dumb.
And everything just seemed too convenient. Like,
yeah.
Oh, look, here's this Hobbit house down here.
Nothing was really earned.
They literally just stumble across his skull.
Yeah.
Like, and somehow knew that was his.
Yeah.
I can't really give it a high score for story because...
I'm going to go 3.8 on it.
I'm just going to go straight 4.
4?
Just a straight 4.
Okay. Now, enjoyment.
It's hard because, I mean, it's a harmless movie, and it's certainly not the most annoying movie I've ever seen.
I'm going to give it a straight 5. It's average enjoyment.
Because I can't sit here and be like, well, I like, you know, a movie like Under Wraps and say, but this movie sucks because it's, like, on the same line as it.
Yeah.
And, like I said, if I was, like, 12 or 13, I probably would have really liked this movie. I would have... You know what's a good movie to compare it to? Halloween Town.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen that in years.
I'm going to say that Halloween Town is a pretty good... comparison because it feels like that even if you go back and look at Halloween Town, that movie is cheap.
Yeah.
If you look at all of the people walking around.
Yeah, but it was also a Disney original movie. It came out like what, 92?
Yeah, and it had the effects of 92 Disney original.
Yeah.
I am going to give it a 4.7. Said a lot of these plot points I've seen a million times, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. For a kid's movie, it's fine. It doesn't get dark like Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, and I don't think it's going to have the cult following of Hocus Pocus, but it's fine for a family movie.
Yeah, total score for both of us at 13.4.
Which, honestly, I think is actually... Are we going to read some reviews? Just out of curiosity, what's the old Tomatometer? What's the audience score?
Audience score is 49%.
So we're kind of like right there.
Yeah, the tomato meter is at 54%. So I'm about the same on this one.
It's like in the 40s. I mean, yeah. It's, you know, I'm certainly not going to go out of my way to watch it again.
All right, you want to get into some bad reviews? Steve Schneider from Orlando Weekly. Not only is the action tepid, it only takes up the last act of the movie. The rest of the running time is occupied by whining, dithering over juvenile social dilemmas that are hoary in the extreme.
I can definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
At the end, when everything is coming to life, I'm sitting here thinking this should have been at the beginning. Like, they should have been getting chased by all these things at the beginning.
Yeah.
Or maybe not all of them, but it should have been like a bunch of these things coming to life and chasing them. It's just literally just Christopher Lloyd chasing them.
Yeah. Then you got Robert Coger from The Flickering Myth. Spirit Halloween, the movie, has no reason to exist.
That's a little harsh.
Right? All right, then.
There's plenty of movies that I could say don't deserve to be around, but this one is perfectly fine.
Then John Mendelsohn from CBR. Spirit Halloween, the movie tries to entertain with mild chills, but its underdeveloped plot and subpar CGI prevent it from truly succeeding.
Yeah, some of the CG was very noticeable,
Yeah.
especially when that kid was using the his little makeshift flamethrower and it had those CG flames.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't obviously give a little kid an actual th a fire thing, but
Then Nadia Samara from Screen Rant. Spirit Halloween, the movie, opens with a flashback of Lloyd being crushed to death. Every scene after that is eye-rolling, generic, and hollow.
kind of true.
Yeah. Then Kevin A. Ranson from MovieCrypt.com. A long slog at under 90 minutes. The kids have nothing to do. The store is barely used. And the mystery is solved on a note card.
I kind of wish that Christopher Lloyd wasn't just this floating orb thing. I kind of wish that he was like a spirit walking around and just like controlling the things.
Yeah. All right.
Because I don't understand how he, now that he has the body, how he can now can make other things sentient.
Yeah, Chris, it's a kids' movie.
Again,
Why would you?
I
Yeah.
keep trying to judge this as if this was like Quentin Tarantino. How could you possibly make this?
Yeah. You just don't want to ask too many questions. So, for everyone, that is Spirit Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody, and thank you for listening.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to Body Bag Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe and leave us a comment as to what you'd like to hear us review or any horror movie topics you'd like to hear us rant and rave about.
And while you're at it, you can find us on Twitter at Body Bag Pod and on Instagram at Body Bag Podcast.
Thanks, and we'll see you next time.